Support for KPLU comes from the Museum of Flight, all year celebrating 100 years of Boeing innovations and the Seattle culture, with live performances and new exhibits monthly. Details at museumofflight.org.
I couldn't be happier to welcome singer Jane Monheit back to our studios today. The two-time Grammy nominee has just released her 10th album, a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald's Songbook Records, produced by and featuring trumpeter Nicholas Payton. It's the first release for her new label, Emerald City Records. Oh, we've got a special treat for you this afternoon. In the studios today, it's just Jane and her longtime collaborator, Michael Kanin, at the piano. Please welcome Miss Jane Monheit.
Such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. You're my big and brave and handsome Romeo. It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view.
Cause I am Wow. Yeah, Mikey. Thank you.
Wow, wow. Jane Monheit, brand new album out. The Songbook Sessions, Ella Fitzgerald. It's Jane's 10th. It's on her own label. Tell me about your fandom for Ella Fitzgerald. I would assume it was right from the beginning you were a fan.
Yeah. I mean, I was raised on the great jazz singers. I heard everybody every day, you know. But Ella was always my favorite. Something just, I don't know, resonated with me about her when I was a little kid. And, you know, the songbook albums especially were, you know, textbooks for me. I learned so much from them. I learned so many tunes. I can't even begin to explain the impact those records had on my life.
Speaking of her influence, she had so much going for her, from the tone to the time she had, incredible scatting chops. And one of the things I loved best about Ella is I always felt like she was telling a story. Her personality was right there. She was in the middle of every song. Mm-hmm. It seems like that's something you've definitely picked up.
Well, you know, her warmth and sincerity were just a huge part of her musical personality. And the fact that she could still manage to find that in the middle of all that incredible talent, you know, was amazing. The fact that she had everything going on at once, you know. And so I've really, really tried to make sure that I tell the truth as much as I can, too. And most of that really comes down to just picking the right tunes, I find, you know.
You also picked a heck of a producer for the new record, working with trumpeter Nicholas Payton, who's also featured on the album.
Yeah.
How did you hook up with Nicholas for this record?
Well, we met years ago at a jazz festival in Brazil, you know, and I've been a fan of his music forever. I mean, he's a genius, you know, there's nothing he can't do. And we became friends, you know, talking a little bit like on Twitter and stuff like that. And then it turned out we had the same manager. Mm. And she was like, you guys need to do this. And Nick and I were both like, yeah, we do. And it just was perfect. I mean, we became really tight and it was amazing. I mean, we've been like just a match made in heaven and I'm overjoyed. It's been an honor to work with him.
Now, listening back to the record, what do you point at and say, well, that Nicholas Payton got that out of me? What do you think in the production process was really him?
So much of it. And, you know, I'm not usually one who trusts other people musically very easily. People want to give me ideas and suggest things and push me out of my comfort zone. And I'm usually like, no way, not doing it. But for some reason, I trusted him immediately and fully. And I'm glad I did, because really we did a lot of things differently on that record than I would have done if I had produced it myself. And Nick got some new stuff out of me, which doesn't normally happen that easily. So it was cool.
Now, you picked a great producer to take care of that angle, but you released the album yourself, your own record label.
Yes.
What was the impetus to decide to put this out yourself?
Well, I've been at like pretty much every major label. I've been all over the place. I've been at little labels too, and I've been through the entire label experience. And it wasn't working for me anymore for various reasons. You know, I didn't want to be in a position where someone else had financial control over me and therefore felt that they could make all kinds of artistic suggestions that I maybe didn't agree with. I wanted to be in charge of being able to promote my own product instead of depending on someone else to do it and maybe not having that be done the way I wanted it to. You know, I wanted to take things into my own hands. I was tired of looking at images of myself that were photoshopped so into oblivion I didn't even recognize myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was just time. You know, I'm 38 years old. I didn't need anybody to tell me what to do anymore.
Take charge, right.
Yeah.
Now, it's your label's called Emerald City Records. Mm-hmm. For those of us here in the Emerald City, don't be confused about that. It's not based out of Seattle. Can you tell us why you picked that name?
Well, I'm like a lifelong Judy Garland fanatic. So there you go. And, you know, and it's a beautiful sounding name, too. I just like those words. They're beautiful.
What have you got for us next?
This is one that we play together often that Ella recorded on one of her songbook albums, but we didn't put this on this record. This is one that we just saved for the live show.
Right.
So it's kind of fun.
To your early life, romance came, and that heart of yours burned a flame that flickered one day and died away. Then, with disillusion deep in your eyes, you learned that fools in love soon grow wise. The years have changed you somehow, I see you now, smoking and drinking, never thinking of tomorrow, nonchalant. Diamonds shining, dancing and dining with some man in a restaurant. Is that all you really want? No. Sophisticated lady, I know you miss the love you've lost. You cry.
Thank you. Michael Kanin.
Michael Kanin at the piano. Jane Meinheit bringing our studio to tears here live on KPLU.
Good. Then job well done, right?
That's right. Her brand new album is out now, the Songbook Sessions, Ella Fitzgerald. Her 10th record, about 15 years ago, you started recording. Can you think of the biggest differences between Jane Meinheit, the singer on Never Never Land, to Jane Meinheit, the singer now?
Well, I mean, I was 22 and now I'm 38. I mean that'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it. I mean, I've lived like a lot. No, but you know, I'm a mother mm-hmm. and a wife, and you know, I've spent the last 16 years running around the world like a lunatic with my best friends in the world. You know, so it's been huge. And of course, I sing really differently now because if I didn't, that'd be weird. I mean, if I was like keeping the same exact technique and interpretation and everything since I was 22 years old, that'd be a problem. You know, so you got to let yourself grow and change, especially, I think, in this genre where it's so much about self-expression.
Right. Is there anything you would say to 22-year-old Jane about this is the path you need to follow, don't do this, do this?
Or
do you
feel like... Oh, boy. That's a can of worms right there. I would tell myself many, many things. Mm-hmm. But they would not have to do with music. They'd have to do with the business side of things. Mm.
Got to be who you're at that age, right? Mm-hmm. Singer-wise.
Yeah.
Now, record is out now. Songbook Sessions, Ella Fitzgerald. Record Store Day is tomorrow. I encourage everyone to go out to your local record stores and hang out. And I wonder, Jane, what were some of the first records that you bought with your own money? You saved up, went down to the record store.
Oh, man.
Said, I got to have this. Was it jazz, or were you, like, buying boy band records?
Well, no, I'm too old for boy bands. Unless you count. Well, I was there for New Kids on the Block.
Very good.
But I was not, that wasn't really my bag, though. I was more, jazz records I didn't have to buy because my mm-hmm. grandparents had the most incredible collection. And so I had everything, you know, I had everything I could ever want. I mean, my granddad had thousands and thousands of records, literally. So I had everything. So when I would buy music, it would be like, you know, Broadway cast recordings and, you know, maybe some Tiffany. Happened. There was definitely some. Okay, yes, I had the Tiffany tape. I did, and I loved it a lot. But you know, so I would be checking out pop music and the stuff of my own generation, and really a lot of musical theater cast recordings.
Right.
First
on.
One I ever bought was the Music Man, Barbara Cook original cast recording.
So classic,
so good.
Now with your own label now, I wonder what your take is on music formats. Record Store Day, of course, has led to the resurgence in vinyl, but a lot of people are still buying CDs. Downloads are big, and then there's streaming services. What's your take?
I think it's cool that we have a lot of options.
Yeah.
Honestly, that there's really something for everybody. You know, especially in this kind of genre where we have a really wide listener base. You know, we have young people that want to download. We have older folks that still want to have a CD. We have people who are getting way into vinyl for the first time, people who have been into vinyl their entire lives. You know what I mean? So it's nice that we have all these options, and I think that's really cool. I wish we could do a vinyl release for this. I don't know if we're going to be able to, but it's something that I kind of want to do.
And we've got time for one more song. How will we finish today?
This is a duet that Michael and I recorded for the album. We really try, from I think my third record on out, there was only one album that we didn't get a duet on, which was The Heart of the Matter. But we try to put one on every record, and we certainly try to put one in every show. They're really important to us. And this is one that we've played for many, many years and finally got to put on this record, which was really great. Cole Porter.
They all loved you to
go. When you're near, when you're near, there's such an air of spring about it. I can hear a lark somewhere begin to sing about it. There's no love song finer, but how strange the change from major to minor every time we say goodbye.